Good morning, and welcome to worship at Tabernacle United Methodist Church. We're so glad you're here this morning, each and every one of you. It's a beautiful morning, and I know it's Mother's Day, and I know that there are a number of you who are going to watch the service later because you are doing special things with your family right now. And I know that there are folks online. I want to say hi to you this morning. And as we gather for worship, it's important to remember why we do this. We are coming together to express our heart's desire to be near God in community. And as we seek to deepen our relationship with God, it becomes a template on which we can then build our relationships with each other. And it's such a powerful way of living to know that God is with us as we go through the ups and downs of relating to real human beings over time. And so we hope that this service of worship will provide you with moments of inspiration, moments of wisdom, moments of connection with the living God. And so here we are in that work together. Now, I want to give you a chance to say if there are any particular announcements that need to be lifted up. I know we've got a number of things, irons in the fire in terms of reopening, but I don't think there's anything major coming up this week. So I think we can move right into our call to worship. And that will begin this way. Now we praise and extol and honor our God in heaven, for all her works are truth and all her ways are justice. And she is able to bring low those who walk in pride. And this is a prayer that comes from the book of Daniel, and it was found in the coming from the character of King Nebuchadnezzar. We'll hear more about King Nebuchadnezzar as the service goes on this morning, and we'll begin this morning with some singing, and Teresa is going to help lead that this morning. Now, in the process of our life together, I've been trying to figure out how I can reinstitute the children's sermon to our services. I'm going to move this over to make sure I'm in the camera, and for those of you who are at home. And what I've got here is an ordinary 5-gallon bucket, and it's filled 2/3 of the way with water. And of course, I have ingeniously attached a little outflow valve. Now, if I were here with some young people this morning, and we were in normal times when I could gather everyone close by me, I might ask them something like, have you ever been frustrated before? And if you were, what is the face that you make when you're feeling frustrated? So you all have masks on. I don't even know if I can see your faces get frustrated, but give me a try. Give me your best frustrated face. So, it's in the eyebrows. All right. So making a face like that is one way that we release frustration, right? And the release of frustration is represented here by a little outflow valve. So here's the frustration of life pouring into our lives, right? Sometimes it can pour pretty fast. Now, my little outflow valve is taking care of it, and I'm making frustrated faces all over the place, right? I've got a way to let go of some of the frustration that life is bringing. As we grow, one of the things that happens is that we have to figure out better ways to handle the frustration that life brings, right? And it's a task that is ongoing. So, it may be that I need to jump up and down a little bit, right? To get rid of a higher level of frustration than I've seen in a while. Or it may be that I need to write a letter. This week I wrote a letter to the bishop because I was frustrated at something that he's done. And so we learn these strategies for managing our frustration, because if we don't manage it well and create these little outflow valves, the frustration is going to keep on rising until it comes and boils over right over the top, right? That's eventually going to happen. And if that happens, then it can make a mess. And all you are wondering, where's the water going? Is it going to go over the edge? And that's exactly what can happen if we don't manage our own stress and frustration well. And so that's something that's a lifelong learning process, is to figure out how to manage our frustration with what life brings us. So that being said, I want to pray for all the children of our congregation right now. Gracious Lord, our children are under stress like never before. We ask that you would bless them. We ask that you would lift them up. We ask that you would provide them with the resources they need to learn how to manage the stress of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Now, I'm going to turn
that one off. And I like the sound of this one better. It feels a little bit like a better fit. So let me read for you a scripture. And what's going to happen is that I'm going to start reading this scripture. I'm going to get about halfway through, and I'm going to give you a cue. And at that point, I want you to hit the play button on the second part. And so the scripture is a little bit longer, so what we did was broke it up. And Bester Ramirez has offered to read the second half of this so that you can feel the dramatic intensity of this story. This is, again, one of the stories of the Daniel cycle. and it's all about King Nebuchadnezzar and his dream. It starts out this way, and the king is telling the story of his dream, and he's telling it from the perspective of having lived all the way through to the end of it, and you'll hear, so it's not exactly synchronous as we go, but you're hearing him telling the story later on, and this is how it starts. King Nebuchadnezzar, to all peoples, nations, and languages that live throughout the earth, may you have abundant prosperity. The signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me, I'm pleased to recount. How greatly are his signs, how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his sovereignty is from generation to generation. Remember that these are words put into the mouth of the king of Babylon, who has conquered Israel and has taken all its people away. And the Babylonian gods were very, very different from the God we have learned to worship. So this is in itself a paradox right at the beginning. And here he goes. Nebuchadnezzar, was living at ease in my home and prospering in my palace, and I saw a dream that frightened me. My fantasies in bed and the visions of my head had terrified me. So I made a decree that all the wise men of Babylon should be brought before me in order that they might tell me the interpretation of the dream. Then the magicians, enchanters, Chaldeans, and diviners came in, and I told them the dream, but they could not tell me its interpretation. At last, Daniel came in before me, he who is named Belshazzar, after the name of my God, who is endowed with the spirit of the holy gods. And I told him the dream. O Belshazzar, chief of the magicians, I know that you are endowed with the spirit of the holy gods, and that there is no mystery too difficult for you. Hear the dream that I saw and tell me its interpretation. Upon my bed, this is what I saw. There was a tree at the center of the earth. Its height was great. The tree grew great and strong. Its top reached to heaven, and it was visible to the ends of the whole earth. Its foliage was beautiful, and its fruit abundant, and it provided food for all. The animals of the field found shade under it. The birds of the air nested in its branches, and from it all living beings were fed. And as I continued looking in the visions of my head as I lay in bed, and there was a holy watcher coming down from heaven, he cried aloud and said, cut down the tree and chop off its branches, strip off its foliage and scatter its fruit. Let the animals flee from beneath it and the birds from its branches, but leave its stump and roots in the ground. And with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field, let him be bathed with the dew of heaven, and let his lot be with the animals of the field and the grass of the earth. Let his mind be changed from that of a human, and let the mind of an animal be given to him, and let seven times pass over him. The sentence is rendered by decree of the watchers. The decision is given by order of the holy ones, in order that all who live may know that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdom of mortals and gives it to whom he will and sets over it the lowliest of human beings. This is the dream that I, King Nebuchadnezzar, saw. Now you, Belshazzar, declare the interpretation, since all the wise men of my kingdom are unable to tell me the interpretation. You are able, however, for you are endowed with the spirit of the holy gods.
Hey, Tab, coming at you from my car. This is Daniel chapter 4, verses 19 through 27. Then Daniel, also called Belshazzar, was greatly perplexed for a time, and his thoughts terrified him. So the king said, Belshazzar, do not let the dream or its meaning alarm you. Belshazzar answered, my lord, if only the dream applied to your enemies and its meaning to your adversaries, The tree you saw, which grew large and strong with its top touching the sky, visible to the whole earth, with beautiful leaves and abundant fruit, providing food for all, giving shelter to the wild animals, and having nesting places in its branches for the birds. Your Majesty, you are that tree. You have become great and strong. Your greatness has grown until it reaches the sky, and your dominion extends to distant parts of the earth. Your Majesty saw a Holy One, a messenger, coming down from heaven and saying, "Cut down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump bound with iron and bronze in the grass of the field while its roots remain in the ground. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven. Let him live with the wild animals until seven times pass by for him." This is the interpretation, Your Majesty, and this is the decree of the Most High has issued against the Lord, my Lord, the King. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox and be drenched with the dew of heaven. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes. The command to leave the stump of the tree with its roots means that your kingdom will be restored to you when you acknowledge that heaven rules. Therefore, Your Majesty, be pleased to accept my advice. Renounce your sins by doing what is right, and your wickedness by being kind to the oppressed. It may be that then your prosperity will continue.
May God add a blessing to the reading of these ancient words. I'd like to invite our youth forward, and we're going to do a little drama about one of the moments of the story that you just heard.
Hey, look what I found.
Honey, where?
I got some of the early batch of bread.
Time for breakfast. I haven't had honey in months.
In the name of King Nebuchadnezzar, all wise men are to report immediately to the throne room. Calling all wise men, come to the throne room.
Cover for me, would you? I have to pray.
Where is Belshazzar? I need him to get to the throne room.
I don't know anyone by that name. Your servant Daniel has just gone out for a walk.
The king named him Belshazzar. That's his name now.
Maybe when he's out with you all. But I know his real name.
I couldn't care less what you call him, as long as he's down in the throne room in 10 minutes. That looks like honey. Why, thank you. I'd love some.
Oh dear, there'll be more, honey. You are safe, that's all that matters.
10 minutes.
On my way. Thanks for giving me a moment.
All right, thank you all, thank you all. Oh. As usual, I want to thank our youth for enriching our worship and helping these stories to come to life in our life together. So let's continue our worship with a centering prayer. I'm going to give Cameron just a moment to get up there to our technology booth so that he can work the slides that will help this to come alive for those of you who are watching at home. And the centering prayer is one that I hope will be helpful to us all as we continue to search for the pathway that can help us to work through our relationships with God and remove any stuck points in our spiritual lives. So I invite you to say it with me.
Gracious God, help us find ourselves in the center of each breath so that when life comes close, we can stay calm, connected, and present. Bless us with the wisdom to resist and turn away from that which separates us from the vulnerable and powerful flow of your love. Take a deep breath. Sometimes we need to remember breathing as part of worship. And hear the good news. God is on our side against all forms of oppression that function to diminish human potential. What needs to be forgiven, let it be forgiven. May the peace of Christ be with you. Now, let's take a moment and pass that peace to one another so that we can enjoy the knowledge that God has given us good gifts to share with each other. So may the peace of Christ be with you. All right. We're going to continue our worship with prayers for the church that are ongoing. And we have prayers for Matt and Lou, for Deb and Jeff and Richard, for Andy and Linda and David and Barbara, for Danielle and Tiernan and Evie and Cindy and Sharon and Ron and Joe and Barbara. We've got special prayers going out this week for Gail Reeder. She's enduring some very difficult moments right now, and prayers for her whole family as she goes through them. Are there other prayers that need to be lifted up among us today? Yeah, Vanessa. Prayers for Attilia. Now, Attilia was a regular participant in our community dinner when we met downstairs, and so she's in the midst of a health journey. Well, that's right. Pastor's in the kitchen on Wednesday, and Vanessa's praying for me and everybody. So, Vanessa and Roman are taking a break from cooking at our community dinner. They've been faithfully serving as cooks for many months now. And I will be in the kitchen cooking on Wednesday. So I'm guessing that there will need to be a lot of help in the kitchen that day. But I think I might make a shipwreck, which is a family recipe of ours, which... went over well last time I made it. So, and you may notice that I'm wearing a bow tie. It's just because it was my birthday yesterday, and when it's your birthday, you get to wear a bow tie. That's my rule. So. For those of you at home who may not have heard that happened, the congregation was just singing happy birthday. Now, I have to let you know that I asked our district superintendent, and she gave us permission to sing if we're 12 feet apart and wearing masks. Now, we, this morning, are 12 feet apart for sure. And so you can feel free to sing. As far as I know, we're still able to be safe as long as the ventilation is going, which is, and we're 12 feet apart and wearing masks. So the That will hopefully give us a little bit of enjoyment. Now, is there any other prayer requests before we go into... Yes, Teresa.
A friend of ours, Donna, just passed away this week from cancer for her family.
Okay, for friends and family of Donna who passed away from cancer this week. Yeah. Yeah, Michelle. Prayers for the Thompson family who have just adopted another feline, and that can be quite an adjustment for everyone involved. I know the Perry family just adopted a new set of cats that they're preparing for adoption, so it's temporary adoption in their case, but again, our animals are particularly helpful in these stressful times. So, Oh, Cameron, I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Prayers for all the kids that just took the SAT yesterday. It was a very long 4.5 hours. And I just want to hope everyone got good scores.
Cameron says, prayers for everyone who took the SATs yesterday. It was a very long 4.5 hours, and he's hoping that everyone got the scores they were hoping for. So prayers for our young people who keep going through all the difficulties of life, even though they're under the same pandemic stresses that we are. Life keeps going. So prayers for them in every way. Let's sing Surely the Presence together. We could figure out a way to get roses to you safely, because we're going to have a pastoral prayer in just a minute, and part of my prayer is going to be to give thanks for mothers and motherhood and all of us who had mothers. And so there are roses here, and we invite you all to... Why don't you just come and get one while I'm praying? Do you have permission to walk about the cabin while the pastor's praying? How's that? and come and get a rose, and if you want to have it for yourself to celebrate, if you want to give it to someone you know who needs a little celebration, if you want to take it and just put it on your dashboard at home to remember lovingly someone who means a lot to you, take a flower. Take it with you. We've got enough for everyone. So here we go. I'm going to start praying and come and get a flower. All right? Gracious God, we want to thank you for everyone that you've called into the practice and art of motherhood. We want to ask that you would be pouring out your love into those who are in the struggle of motherhood right now. We pray that your grace would surround them when they're tired. We pray that your patience would lift them up when they've had too much. And we pray that you would be giving them space to continue their own journeys and have adult conversations when it feels like they have been with kids entirely too much. We pray that you be inspiring and lifting up fathers as well to step into nurturing roles and to learn how to be there in that way that can only be learned from mothers, but that we can all practice. And we pray that you would watch over all who are in the drama of being children, of being nurtured, of being lifted up, of learning and growing in wisdom. And we pray that you would pour out from heaven what we need this day so that we could all know that we have enough. Know that through you, we are enough. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. And we've got a prayer that is written here that's especially for all who follow Christ. It's now, this particular one, I pulled from the United Methodist Hymnal. We've got lots of different ways of saying the Lord's Prayer, different translations, and this is one that comes to us from our tradition. And I added mother language so that we could be comfortable with the non-gendering of God. So, our Mother in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.